This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today with a brief item about the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. It met. That's it. It met. That's the whole smash. No changes to interest rates, no new stimulus, anything. Said they're going to wait and see what the September data brings before they do anything, if they do anything at all. So there's that. On a somewhat brighter note, there's Detroit. This being the first of the month, we got car sales figures today. Chrysler is the standout, had its best July in 5 years. And this is really a story of changing fortunes, because not so long ago, it was the Italian automaker Fiat, and Uncle Sam, of course, riding to Chrysler's rescue. Now, sales are up 13% from a year ago. But as with so many things in the global economy at the moment, Europe is the weak spot. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
It was a bad case of deja vu for the head of Fiat and Chrysler, Sergio Marchionne, as he took questions during a conference call with analysts. He was reliving the stagnation of the auto market on a different continent.
The European market is now heading for a fifth straight year of decline. So we're all staring at what I consider to be irrefutable evidence of market decay.
Marchionne is essentially turning to a page from Chrysler's comeback playbook, the one Clint Eastwood read from during the Super Bowl.
The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again.
Chrysler's slogan, of course, has been imported from Detroit. And while that may sound exotic to a U.S. audience, the focus on car buyers here at home brought some criticism from industry analysts like Rebecca Lindland at IHS Global.
They were so dependent upon North America for all their sales. And ironically, that's actually probably what's saving them right now, because they're really shielded from the chaos of Europe.
So much so that Marchionne says for the next few years, he intends to shift his focus, adding to manufacturing shifts at Chrysler, even if it means closing more plants in Europe. Lacey Plocke is chief economist for the automotive research firm Edmunds. She says it makes sense to follow the money as Chrysler's sales keep climbing.
They did see year-over-year growth for this July, making it the 28th month that they have seen year-over-year growth, which has got to be a record for Chrysler.
Plocke says with Chrysler's strong lineup of redesigned cars, she expects that growth to continue. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.